Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're constantly running on fumes? Like there just aren't enough hours in the day to do everything you want or even need to do? Well, trust me, you're not alone. We live in a world that glorifies busyness, where hustle is practically a religion. But here's the thing. Burning yourself out just to keep up with the Joneses isn't sustainable, and it definitely doesn't lead to happiness. Today, on the Dopamine Fast, we're talking about something crucial for reclaiming your time and energy, building healthy boundaries. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, boundaries? Sounds like a buzzword. Hear me out. Boundaries aren't about being selfish or saying no all the time. They're about protecting your well-being, honoring your commitments, and setting yourself up for success. Think of them as invisible walls that define where you end and others begin. And just like any good wall, they need to be sturdy enough to keep out the unwanted stuff while still allowing the good things in. So, how do we actually build these boundaries? Here are five key takeaways to get you started. First up, get crystal clear on your values. What truly matters to you? Is it spending quality time with loved ones? Pursuing your passions? Taking care of your physical and mental health? Once you know your core values, it's easier to identify activities and relationships that align with them. And let's be real, sometimes saying no to things that don't serve your values can feel like a major win. Next, learn to say no without guilt. This one is tough, I get it. We're often taught to please everyone and put others' needs before our own. But here's the truth. You can't pour from an empty cup. When you constantly agree to things you don't want to do, you end up feeling resentful and depleted. Practice saying no, politely, but firmly. You don't owe anyone a lengthy explanation, a simple, "thank you for thinking of me, but I'm not able to commit to that right now," is usually enough. Third, communicate your boundaries clearly and directly. Don't expect people to read your mind. When it comes to your time and energy, be upfront about what you need. Let friends and family know your preferred mode of communication. Set limits on how much work you're willing to take on, and don't hesitate to ask for help when you need it. Remember, clear communication prevents misunderstandings and sets everyone up for success. Fourth, protect your time like a precious commodity. Schedule time for the things that matter most, whether it's spending time with loved ones, pursuing hobbies, or simply relaxing and recharging. Treat these appointments as non-negotiable commitments, just like you would any other important meeting. And finally, practice self-care regularly. This isn't about indulging in bubble baths and face masks, although those are nice. Self-care is about taking deliberate actions to nourish your physical, emotional, and mental well-being. Get enough sleep, eat nourishing foods, move your body, connect with loved ones, and engage in activities that bring you joy. When you prioritize self-care, you have more energy and resilience to navigate the challenges of life and to set those healthy boundaries. Now, imagine this. You're at a dinner party, surrounded by well-meaning people who want your attention. They're asking you about projects, personal drama, and everything in between. But instead of feeling overwhelmed, you politely excuse yourself for a few minutes to recharge, take a walk, grab a glass of water, or simply step outside for some fresh air. You return feeling refreshed and more engaged with the conversation. That's the power of boundaries in action. Remember, building healthy boundaries isn't about shutting people out. It's about creating space for yourself to thrive. It takes practice and courage, but the rewards are immeasurable. A happier, healthier you who is finally living life on their own terms. So, what are you waiting for? Start setting those boundaries today. Share this episode with someone who needs to hear it. Leave a review if you enjoyed it, and join the conversation on social media. Until next time, keep pushing yourself forward, one healthy boundary at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.